Hi, and welcome to Wreck Your Perfection. I'm your host, Rochelle Linnae, and I am so excited that you are joining me today. We are talking all about how to show up when you're scared. Alternate titles I've considered for this episode are showing up when it's hard, showing up when you're feeling less than, or when you feel not good enough. But basically, what we're talking about today is how to show up to that thing that feels like where you're feeling the fear, you're feeling afraid, and you're feeling vulnerable, and maybe that shame is kind of there and you have to be brave and do it anyway. So I'm kind of in that space right now myself, because I'm feeling really vulnerable. Tomorrow I have a practice video shoot for a music video that I'm doing this month for a holiday song I'm putting out, and it's really scary for me personally to be in front of a camera. I'm also going to be dancing, which I haven't like really done in a long time, and I've never danced in a music video before. And my sister's choreographing. It's really cool, but I'm just feeling like, oh, I'm not really a dancer, but I want to do this anyways because it feels like a way that I want to express myself. And then also feeling vulnerable about, like, you know, being close up in front of the camera. That's always made me nervous, like with my skin. I just like don't want anybody to like be up close to me. And then there's like the aspect too that it's gonna be showing LGBTQ plus relationships, and it's gonna be kind of my coming out video because I'm gonna have footage with this woman that I'm dating. And so it's like a lot of things wrapped into one. There's like all this nervousness where I'm kind of showing up in a really big way. And I'm excited to, because I've never had the guts to do this before, but there's also that fear. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you guys today, because I was thinking about how do you really show up when you kind of have that feeling like you just want to run in the other direction? And it's so much easier to not do that thing that scares you. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about when you're in that space and you're feeling shame, you're feeling like you're not good enough, but you want to grow, you want to put yourself out there and be brave. And as a perfectionist, it's like that's just so scary. So there's six things that I thought about that really help when you're in that space so that you can show up, whatever that thing is for you to show up. Maybe it's pitching a project at work, or it's going on a first date, or coming out to your family, or starting a new instrument and you have your first lesson, or whatever it is, maybe performing for the first time, somewhere where we all know what it's like to be in that vulnerable space where we want to just hide and just not do it and avoid it. But when we do that, you know, we stay small. And that's kind of what I talked about in the last episode, right? Is like how we kind of keep ourselves held back. And so here we're really stepping out into the arena, as Brené Brown would talk about, you know, with Daring Greatly, like the man whose face is marred with sweat and blood. Like that's what it feels like when you're showing up fully, when you are just feeling the fear and doing it anyway. I like always use that line, but it's such a great book. So anyways, let's start with step one. Not really step, these aren't really like six steps, but they're just six different things that might help you, because they help me. So thing number one, get out of comparison and into your authenticity. So the first thing that usually happens when you are feeling like you're not good enough can be, oh my God, you look at somebody else who you're like, well, they can definitely do this thing like way better than me. They're already thriving at it. They look amazing, you know, and you're thinking about all the ways that you fall short. And that's one of the ways that you can talk yourself out of doing something. You can be like, oh my God, actually, I'm totally not the right fit for this. I'm definitely not good enough. I'm just gonna go in. I'm gonna sit back down, okay? And what you instead need to do in order to show up is to think about what you're bringing to the table. Think about really who you are as an individual and what you have to offer. So I'm going to probably just keep coming back to my music video because this is what I'm facing right now. But whatever your situation is, like for me, I'm feeling like, oh, well, I'm not a professional dancer, right? Like there's so many amazing dancers. And it's like, well, what if I, you know, I don't look like these other people. I don't have this body or these abilities to do these amazing moves and stuff. And so what I am doing, though, is I'm working with my body and I'm showing what I have to show and embodying the emotion of the song. And so really staying with my authenticity and staying with who I am is helping me to show up. And I just want to offer that to you guys, that think about, you know, block out all the other people that you're like, they could do a way better job at this. And, you know, I'm just going to call it quits. But think about just you and how amazing what you have to offer is, and how no one else in the world has what you have to offer. So, you know, even writing down your strengths, writing down like, what are the things that make you so good at this thing and the right person to be doing this? So that's thing number one, get out of comparison and into your authenticity. Thing number two, I would stay focused on the end result. So think about, what are you hoping to get out of showing up? Think about like where it's leading and let yourself have the courage to get there. And living with purpose can really help with this, because you're thinking, you know, there's a goal in mind, there's an end result. And we don't want to get too hung up on our expectations, right? Because things don't go according to plan almost ever. They might go differently, but that's the beautiful thing about life, right? Is that room for flexibility and error and what could happen. It's really everything that we do is full of not just room for error, but possibility, you know, all these opportunities. So stay focused on the end goal. So for me, it's staying focused on this music video that I think is going to be really powerful. It's going to put something positive into the LGBTQ space. It's going to, you know, have more representation of those kinds of relationships. And it's going to, I think, inspire people to feel like they can be their authentic selves too. And so staying focused on that goal really brings a sense of purpose to the whole project. And again, think about whatever this is for you, where, you know, you really just need to focus on the goal in mind. And that's going to help you to show up, because if you are so stuck in the actual feeling of like, oh my God, I'm going to be so exposed and so raw and vulnerable, then again, you might just want to run away. But if you focus on like walking towards the light, right? You're going through a dark tunnel, but it's fucking dark in there. And like, there's going to be some scary shit, but you have to hold on to the light that's at the end of the tunnel, to use like the cheesiest metaphor ever. And I'm also like now thinking of Star Wars, like when Luke goes into that cave, it's like, all dark and scary. And so really focusing on the light at the end is going to help you walk through. If you're just thinking about the darkness that's around you, it's not going to happen. Again, you're going to want to run far, far away. So stay focused on the end result is number two. Number three, stop taking yourself so seriously. This one gets me every time. And actually, it kind of hit me again this morning. I was at the doctor's office and I had to do a urine sample. And they were like, okay, write your name on this little cup and then your birth date and then put it in the window. And I like pee in the cup and I wrote my name on it first before I peed on the cup. But in the cup. I probably also peed on the cup. It's a very messy process, okay? But I was writing my name and I was thinking about how to somebody who picks up this urine sample. This is such a weird example. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. But like, to somebody who picks up this urine sample, I am just a name and a birth date. And it was this beautiful like zooming out moment of thinking, I am a complete stranger to all these people, you know? And so often we become so consumed with our ego and thinking like, we are the center of everything and everything we do matters so much. And that's why, you know, because we're putting all this weight on this thing that actually doesn't matter so much in the larger scheme of things. And when you think about how so many other people, you come across their projects, their ideas, just them as a person. And you're just like, oh, yeah, cool, moving on. Like, that's just kind of a stranger, doesn't affect me that much. And it can be really helpful to just zoom out and think about how you are that person to other people. That random stranger who it's like, oh, cool, you did that thing, that's cool. But, you know, they don't care about the details of it. They don't care exactly how much you messed up to get there. And I actually remember one day I was coming home from work, and my partner I was with at the time, I remember I just ran into the kitchen, and I don't remember what happened that day to get me to this place, but I was like so excited, and I was just like, nothing I do matters. And he's like, what? Just like, nothing I do matters. And it's so amazing, and it's so freeing. And in that moment, I just felt on top of the world. I felt like I could do anything, because in the end, you know, it doesn't really matter. And this is, I should say, this is different from the sense of when you're really down on yourself and you're feeling really worthless and like you don't add value into the world. And that is a space that really leads to depression, or can come out of feeling depressed and really sad. And I would say that is different, feeling worthless, as opposed to thinking that nothing you do really matters, right? So this is coming more from a place of seeing that the end result is still small in the large scheme of things, but you have a scope of influence, and it's owning that, and it's knowing that, right? Like, who are the people who've affected you? Maybe artists, or businesses, or people in your life, loved ones. Who are those people who have affected you kind of out of random circumstance, right? Because you can only come across so many people out of the however many billion people on this planet. But you have that same sphere of influence, and it's powerful. Just as other people have changed your life, you do have that power and that influence. So to some extent, you know, what you do matters. It's that you're adding worth and you're adding value. You have that inherently. But it's more that in the large scheme of things, you're just like one teeny tiny speck of dust. And so why not be like a free floating speck of dust that can just float through space and have a ball, you know, like go explore the world or do whatever it is that you do, answer the questions that you want to answer, or do the projects that you want to embark on. So just remember, you know, to not let your ego get in the way. Because when we get super focused, and this is how I feel when I'm like in the height of my shame and my not good enough and my perfectionism, feeling like, oh my God, everyone is going to care. Like, this matters so much. And it's so hard to show up when you're in that space, because you think you're like under a microscope and everybody's analyzing you. And it's so egotistical to think that. Like, that is simply not the case. Nobody is like micro-analyzing. Is that a word? Nobody has you under a microscope and is like analyzing your every single move, you know? And it's almost a steep slope into narcissism when we think like, I have to be this amazing person and show up perfectly all the time. Not only that, but be like extraordinary. You know, this thing that I do, it can't just be average. And the truth is, like, you are ordinary, and that's amazing. Like, you need to accept your ordinariness, because like narcissism is literally believing that you have a need to, you know, be extraordinary. And if everybody was extraordinary, then nobody would be. So it's simply impossible. So embrace your ordinariness. Embrace that ordinary is good. Or being ordinary has absolutely nothing wrong with it. So just remembering that, all in an effort to stop taking yourself so seriously. Being able to laugh at yourself and just remembering, like, you are a stranger to somebody else, to many, many people, you know? Okay, so that's number three. Number four ties into this. One of the things I think that really helps when we're struggling and we're kind of zoomed in and hyper-focused on ourselves, is to get out into nature. So this, I think, helps to kind of put things into perspective. It reminds you of your smallness. Like I was talking about, like the grain of sand. Like you look at nature and you see like there's a drop in the ocean, there's a grain of sand, there's a star in the sky, there's a tree in a forest. Like you are just one of so many people on this planet. And even human beings, we're just one species of so many on this planet. And it's such a beautiful thing to go and to see all the other living creatures and beings. And remember, you're just one of them. You're just one of these beings. And you're allowed to have all the imperfections that come with being a living being. And it's interesting because I also think it helps with the kind of getting away from your ego. When you remember how like a forest, right, is so beautiful, but if you only see a single tree, just totally alone with no other trees around it, yeah, that's beautiful, but a forest is breathtaking, you know? And kind of imagining yourself like you are one, just one tree in a forest, right? And you don't have to be this like majestic lone tree or whatever. This is also kind of a weird analogy, just go with it. But I just think that it helps to remember you're connected to all living things on Earth. And this thing that's in front of you that might feel scary or challenging, you know, that kind of gives you that feeling of I'm not enough. Remembering that really you have what it takes. You know, every tree starts from a single acorn, or it grows out of a shell, and it has everything it needs, and it's in that tiny, tiny shell, in that DNA, to grow into its fullest being. And so, you know, it's beautiful because I think that every tree you see is so unique. And I always like to think of myself as a tree. I find it very helpful to just remember, like, I'm always growing in some way. And maybe I want to grow up towards the sky, but maybe sometimes I'm growing out instead in a strange direction, or my roots are getting a bit deeper. And so I think it's remembering that there's nothing special about you. Like, yes, you're unique, but there's nothing truly special about you, you know? I just realized that doesn't sound very nice to say. But you don't have like this special power to like bring down all of humanity if you mess up at your presentation, you know? Like, if you fuck up, like the world keeps moving. Nobody dies. World War III doesn't happen. That's what I mean. You're not like a ticking bomb or something. So just remembering that like life goes on, and you're going to keep growing, and the world is going to keep moving and expanding, and living beings are going to continue breathing. And it's just such a beautiful thing to get out into nature and remember that whatever it is that's in front of you, it's going to help you grow. And that is... That's number five, is focusing on the opportunity for growth and the excitement of learning something new. And like this hit me this morning when I was thinking of all of like the things I had to do, and kind of just starting this, the worry started to sink in about this music video, and thinking, oh my God, I have to practice my dance, I have to keep choreographing, I'm so scared that I'm just going to make it look stupid, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because I was like, oh, I have to do these things. And it's like, I literally am self-employed and I choose the things that I do. And yet I was putting this pressure on myself. But that's an aside. And so when that anxiety started to creep in, I immediately thought, like, actually, like I flipped it and I was like, what can I learn today? And I don't usually ask myself this question, but I think I was inspired by something that I heard. I was listening to an interview. David Eagleman was on Brené Brown's podcast, and he's a neuroscientist who talks about the live wire that is our brains that are constantly growing and changing and creating new pathways and connections, and how beneficial it is when we are doing new things, especially things that scare us, right? Things that put us out of our comfort zone, things that we're not good at, and that we have room for growth in. And he actually used an example of this nun who donated her body to science, and when she died, I think at the age of 95, they found that her brain had all the signs of a brain with Alzheimer's. But the amazing thing is that at the end of her life, like, she never showed any signs of Alzheimer's. She was, you know, high functioning, she had no memory loss, she was just like her normal self. And the reason for this is that her whole life, she continued to do new things all the time, you know, meeting new people, volunteering in new ways, reading books, and like just enriching her life with new things constantly. And actually meeting new people is a big way. He was saying that, like, every time we meet someone new, our brain is changing. Even you listening to this conversation right now, your brain is changing, and mine is changing as I'm having it with you. This strange one-sided conversation that we're having. But it's just amazing that our brains are constantly changing. And when you think of it that way, of how it's so beneficial for you to do new things, because you see, if you, and he was saying this in the interview, that if you continue to do the same things over and over again that you're like already good at, even if you're just like an amazing musician or something, but you keep playing the same instrument over and over, and you're like, you might think, oh, that person's using their brain so much, but actually it comes so naturally and easy to them after having practiced it for so many years that they're not using that much brain power. They're actually not creating new connections. Instead, they are just going over and over the same pathways and kind of cementing them. And it's like, the way that I thought of it was almost like building plaque up in your brain. So it's not that it's necessarily bad for you to do things that you're already amazing at, as long as you're pairing it with continuing to do things that grow you. It's literally going to protect your brain, you know, from memory loss and from Alzheimer's. So, you know, as what it sounds like is possible, definitely. I mean, I can't say 100% certainty, like, you will not get Alzheimer's if you constantly do something new every day. But it's definitely a way to help protect it. And I think when you start to look at these challenges in front of you as positive opportunities to grow, it stops looking like this chance to fail, like, oh my God, you think about what could go wrong, right? But then you start to think about what could go right, what could I learn from this? And as soon as I had that thought, like this morning, what can I learn today? I immediately got curious. And it reminds me of something someone said on my podcast. They talked about how curiosity drives out fear. That was Dr. Stephanie Allen. She's just a beautiful violinist and teacher. And I always think about that, how as soon as you start to get curious, that anxiety is just replaced by like a sort of excitement, you know, this like, oh, what could happen today? What could be possible? And it just helped me to like literally open up my whole day and imagine like, oh man, because I love to learn. I don't know about you guys, but like, I think learning is like one of the best things in life. If I could just learn all day, all the time, I think that's all that I would do. Just take classes and lessons and read and listen to things. And so, you know, and it's scary when you're learning like in front of people, when you're like showing up and you're like, I'm being imperfect. But that's so important for you to do. And so whatever this thing is that's in front of you, just remember that there's a way that you're going to grow from it. Even if the way is just that you're showing up and doing it, even when you're scared, because then the next time you go to do something scary, you're like, I can do scary things. I can do hard things. Glennon Doyle says that in her book Untamed, like, I can do hard things. And like, you guys, we can do hard things. It's so possible. And when you start to build up that track record, it really does build your confidence. But focus on the growth. focus on being that tree, right? Who maybe you're growing up, maybe you're growing out, maybe you're growing into the ground, but you're growing in some way. And even if you're in one of these stages, you know, like in the winter time where you've gone dormant and you've lost your leaves and you're just getting ready to grow again, you're always going to be coming back to life, right? In the spring, in the summer. So remembering that there is a season for everything. Well, I'm taking this analogy maybe a little far, but you're just, in a sense, you're limited, right? Because you're never going to grow all the way like up to the heavens. Like there comes a point in your life cycle where you will die, like all living things, right? But you are limitless while you are alive. While you are alive, your life is full of possibility and opportunity. And letting that be cushy, letting it be rich, something that you can sink into, something that you can get excited about. And I'm curious, like, what does make you excited when you ask yourself that question, like, what could I learn today? Rather than like freaking out over this project or this thing that you have, it's like, what do you want to learn? What could be in front of you to learn and to grow? Because I don't really know anyone who isn't curious in some way. So find those things that get you excited and focus on that rather than, you know, how can I fail? It's where is my opportunity for growth and how, you know, what is possible? What could become open in this moment? Okay, and the last thing, you guys, number six, is to have compassion for yourself no matter what happens. So here's where, you know, I was thinking about how a lot of these points are focusing on, you know, thinking about the future, thinking about, you know, once it's done, thinking about the goal and thinking about what you'll get out of it. But you also really want to learn to stay present, because this thing, that this challenge in front of you might be really fun and exciting and amazing. And you do want to learn to actually participate in the moment and be in your body for it, be here on planet Earth for it. Like for my music video, like, yeah, I'm nervous, but I'm also so excited because I love to dance and I know it's going to be so much fun. So I also want to be able to have fun in the moment. And I think that having compassion for yourself, it allows you to show up more fully when you can go inside yourself and say like, okay, how am I feeling? And allow yourself to feel a little anxious, to feel a little scared. Like, that's okay, right? Because you know, with all equipped with all these things, like, you're not going to run and hide. You're going to do it. You're going to survive. The world keeps moving, right? Your life goes on. But you do want to acknowledge that, acknowledge the fear, and acknowledge that you're feeling that anxiety and you're going to move through it. And it can help to bring in a friend, you know, to talk to somebody and say like, hey, you know what? I'm feeling kind of jittery. I'm feeling nervous. And tell them what you have going on. One thing is, it does help with accountability if you tell people what you're going to do, because then you're more likely to follow through. That's kind of an aside. But as well, when you tell that friend or person, loved one, whatever, that you have this thing that you're nervous for, on the other side of it, they're going to ask you about it and you're going to be able to talk about it. And that might be that same person that you can call afterwards to say like, hey, it went amazing, or like, hey, it didn't go so great. And, you know, I'm feeling weird about it, or I'm feeling like I kind of fucked it up. But having, you know, involving other people, because what shame does when you're in that sense of like, I'm not good enough for this, I don't have what it takes, like, you're in shame. And what shame does is it isolates you and disconnects you from people. So this is really a space where you need to reach out and where you need to connect, even though this is actually the hardest space to connect in. And the first person that you need to connect with is yourself. So checking in with yourself, right? And allowing for it to be okay to talk to other people about it. And I will warn you that, and this might have happened to you, it's definitely happened to me, where I'm like, oh, I've heard studies that it's positive to talk about, like, something that you're scared about before you do it. And so I remember, like, I would have shows and I would tell everyone, oh my God, I'm so nervous. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. And I kept telling that story and I was actually reinforcing how nervous I was. So I will say as a caveat that that is actually not helpful, because you're actually telling your brain, like, I am extremely terrified, and you keep saying it over and over. But if you find one or two people that you can talk to and have a real conversation about it, you know, and don't just talk about the negative stuff, talk about the positive stuff too. Tell them what you're going to get out of it and get that encouragement from them. Like, wow, yeah, I mean, that project sounds amazing. And like, it's so cool that you're brave enough to do this. Like, you know who it is in your life that you have that you can bring this to and get that encouragement and support from. And it just helps to normalize, like, because we've all been in these situations. So, you know, having somebody just kind of affirm that and be like, yeah, I've been there, like, you have some empathy for you. And then, of course, planning for after the event, whatever it is, like, I'm just like imagining it's like a presentation, or like for me filming this video, like after the fact, make sure that you plan something kind for yourself, because something that perfectionists don't often do is we don't celebrate ourselves. We don't celebrate accomplishments or things that we've done, goals that we've reached. And, you know, thinking about, we were talking about like, oh, it's so amazing, you know, the end goal, right? And like, so keep that in mind so that you can get there. But once you get there, so often perfectionists, we don't celebrate, we don't allow ourselves to be proud of ourselves, and we just move on to the next thing. And this is a really stressful way to live your life, you guys. It's just one anxiety attack, like, after another. I don't know if you guys can relate with this, but it's like, you know, you're just never stopping, you're never slowing down, because you had that sense, right, that I'm not good enough. And then when you finally get there, you're like, okay, well, it's still not enough, so now I need to do more. So that's why you really need to try to get out of shame and try to understand, like, I am doing something valuable, I am doing something worthwhile, which not only helps you get through it, but it helps you get to the other side and actually feel excited about what you've done. Because what's the point of, you know, doing all these things that are new and scary and stepping out of your comfort zone when you're never stopping to acknowledge yourself? And it's really, it's unfair to yourself. It's unfair to other people who do amazing things. And it's just, if we're hard on ourselves like that, we're also going to carry that into other aspects of our lives and be hard on other people. So we need to learn to be kind to ourselves first. So, you know, it might sound kind of silly, but reward yourself with something afterwards. Maybe it's that friend that you called, or you want to gather together some friends right now. Maybe it's a virtual gathering because of COVID. But, you know, have some kind of thing set up where you can be like, I'm going to celebrate with you guys, and decide that before it happens, right? So say like, hey, at this time, on this day, I'm going to be done with this thing, and I would love it if you would celebrate with me. And maybe you even add to the party, and you're like, you know, you could tell me something that you love about me. And this is a really vulnerable thing to do. But getting some support and encouragement, even if the thing doesn't go well, you're celebrating that you showed up. You're celebrating that you gave it your all. And, you know, that's amazing. And maybe it's not, you know, doing something kind for yourself with other people. Maybe it's just that you want to take time for yourself to acknowledge, like, whatever it is that you enjoy. Maybe you're an introvert and you just like, and you're a perfectionist like me, where you just want to work all the time and you don't allow yourself that much time to relax. So give yourself like a couple hours to read a book or do something that you super enjoy, but maybe you kind of withhold from yourself sometimes. So I just think that that's valuable, because, again, as perfectionists, man, it is so hard to celebrate ourselves. And I want to celebrate you. Like, I know you're amazing, and these things that you're doing are incredible, and this thing that you want to do is incredible. But, you know, let yourself know that too. Let yourself know that it's okay to be scared, and it's also okay to be excited and proud of yourself. And sometimes we think we're slipping into ego when we celebrate ourselves. Like we think, oh, I can't actually think highly of myself. But that's actually false humility, to be like, oh, well, you know, I didn't do great, even when you did. And that's really not what true humility is. Like, true humility is owning that you are good at this thing, you know, you are decent, you are like talented and unique in your own way. And so, yeah, I just think it's really valuable to acknowledge that for yourself and reward yourself with something kind. And when you're kinder to yourself, I promise you are always kinder to other people. If you withhold from yourself, you will withhold from other people. And you think, oh, and here's what I was going to go back to, is that you think it's ego-driven to be proud of yourself, but it's actually ego-driven to be moving on to the next thing. Because you're thinking, well, now I have to accomplish something else. Now I have to do something else extraordinary. And remember, you are ordinary. And that is wonderful. Most people are ordinary, right? You are one of them. I am one of them. But you're ordinary in a very unique way. Just like the trees, right? You don't look at the forest and you're like, holy shit, these are some extraordinary trees. You're just like, all these trees are different, you know, but they kind of all still blend into each other, you know? But they form this beautiful forest. So I'm going to stop using that analogy, but I hope this was helpful. I think that these six things, which I'll just quickly go over, step one, or thing number one, get out of comparison and into your authenticity. Number two, stay focused on the end result. Step three, stop taking yourself so seriously. Thing four, getting out and being in nature. Number five, focusing on the opportunity for growth, the excitement of learning something new. And thing number six, having compassion for yourself no matter what happens. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I'm curious to know what you are up against. So if you want to email me, Rochelle@wreckyourperfection, or you can DM me at Rochelle.Linnae on Instagram. I just love to hear, you know, what it is that you're facing. And I just want to support you in it. I know that you can do it. You are amazing. And I'm so excited for you to show up fully in your own life and showing up in your authenticity, knowing that you are good enough. You know, you don't have to be living in shame, isolated. Like, you are capable of so much, and you are so lovable and valuable and worthy. And if you are struggling to wreck your perfection and you want someone to partner with you, to coach you through this process, I am a certified life coach and I would love to help you with that. I work a lot with perfectionism. I work a lot with creativity, but also as a life coach, you know, anything really that's coming up in your life, I'm able to help you with. And so I would love if you would go to my website, wreckyourperfection.com. You can sign up for a free hour-long consult. And I mean, a free hour is so awesome because it's basically like a free coaching session. And, you know, we could get to know each other and I can learn how I can help you with your specific circumstances and help you move forward. Maybe you're stuck in something. And so I'd love to partner with you if you're interested in that. And I just want to thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. It means the world to me that you are spending this time with me. And I'm always so excited to see who's listening. So I'm going to leave you guys with a song. It is the song that I have the music video coming out for. It's called Bright. I hope you enjoy. And until next week, be well. Fail big and go wreck your perfection. You're lighting me up like this city that never sleeps. Rewriting my heart, now I'm suddenly starting to see. These starlit trees and these sparkling
watch them all disappear. So there's only one promise that I make to myself this year, to keep